This is the Food Fix, the podcast where you learn how innovators try to better feed the world. My name is Petrolano Ali, and I'm your host. Almost 760 million people go to bed on an empty stomach each day. So how do we feed them? It's a challenge that will take many innovators and many solutions. But in this Food Fix series, we're asking researchers, innovators, and policymakers to focus on just one. We've asked them to nominate a single idea. It could be an idea that may not solve world hunger on its own, but it should make the world a little less hungry. We've narrowed it to 10, and for 10 weeks, the Food Fix will bring you an installment of our new series, 10 Ideas to Make the World Less Hungry. Stay tuned for today's idea with our reporter, Ben Muir.
You are listening to The Food Fix. My name is Ben Muir. For today's idea on how to make the world less hungry, I talked to Bruno Basso, an ecosystem scientist at Michigan State University, about agronomy and a cheap way to substitute fertilizer with legumes, a concept Bruno will explain later. Bruno's interest in agricultural research has landed him funding from grants and endowments to further his study in food management. Michigan State University gave Bruno's work the Innovation of the Year Award in 2016. For a system of cropland innovation and crop growth management. I spoke with Bruno over the phone when he was in Tanzania, Africa. The time difference made it so it was 11 p.m. in Tanzania when he called. Bruno is working with the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations to develop a new tool for farmers that would quantify how much food is produced at the end of each crop season. Bruno, thank you for allowing us to call at such a late hour.
No problem. Thank you.
So, Bruno, here it is one more time. What is your one idea to make the world less hungry?
If I were to select one single aspect that we probably should pay more attention to is the science of agronomic management, agronomy.
So agronomy, I think you're about to get in what it was. I was just going to ask what exactly agronomy is.
Yeah, agronomy is the science of the management of the land, which means all the practices that, you know, the humans do on the land, basically be able to produce food. So planting, the amount of fertilizer that is supplied from pests and diseases, that's one of the most, you know, limiting factor here in Africa. Farmers don't have enough supply of fertilizer, or any good agronomy is kind of missing. You know, planting is not done properly. So I would put agronomy on the forefront to help increase food production.
Yeah, let's focus on Africa and as a continent as a whole, and let's not focus on the U.S. production of food. I want to talk about fertilizer in Africa, and is it abundant or is it scarce?
Oh, it is quite scarce. It's almost non-existing, but not necessarily because it's not produced, that farmers don't have access to it because of the cost associated, you know, to the purchasing of the fertilizer.
Are there any more cost-efficient ways to produce food fertilizer?
Yeah, one of the mainstream of research that several organizations and universities doing is to use plants in rotation. So it's plants coming from the family of legumes that supply nutrients by sequestering nitrogen from the atmosphere. They produce their own nitrogen, which is one of the main elements needed by the plant for nutrition, and it's the most widely used element in fertilizer.
So explain a little bit what the legume family is.
So legumes are plants that they are able to feed nitrogen from the atmosphere by the presence of nodules on the roots, and they're able to basically supply nutrients and again nitrogen to the plant without any external input, by just transforming and sequestering the abundant nitrogen that is naturally present in the atmosphere. And so they don't need nitrogen. An example of a plant like this is soybeans. Here, any type of either beans, cow beans, pigeon pea or peas are all very important crops, both from nutritional standpoint for farmers in Africa, but also to be able to supply additional nutrient for the next crop, which is mostly corn. It's one of the predominant table crops in Africa. And so having, you know, legume in rotation with corn allow us to be able to, you know, achieve greater yield.
So people get fed better if there's more food production, obviously. And legumes are a cheap, now, interrupt me if I'm wrong, but cheap way of spreading it all across croplands and making the soil more rich and more healthy for maize and beans to grow.
Yes, that is correct. And there is a true cycle that the greater the amount of photosynthesis or the greater amount of biomass and production, the greater the amount of residues from the plant that is not used. You know, we harvest the cobs, but the rest of the residues return to the soil, and that's a very important supply of so-called organic matter. And the decomposition of the residues provides additional nutrients besides the legumes. So the decomposition of the corn stalks is a very important process for the next crop and for a long-term sustainability, because they don't decompose just in a few months, but it takes a few years. So the greater yield, the greater the organic matter return to the soil, and the greater the chances of building a soil with a better health and a greater yield.
Is this what you're telling agricultural researchers or farmers in Tanzania to focus on alternative fertilizers?
Yes, that's an overall message. I'm currently in Tanzania at the moment, and the purpose of this visit is for a project with the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization to help them be able to predict the yield before the end of the season so they can better allocate food supply. So Tanzania has shortages of food. There are pockets where there is not enough food, in other areas where there may be more. So
is there a technology you can use to predict yield?
Yes, that's what I was about to say. We developed a simulation model linked with other tools like satellite technology of remote sensing and on the ground validation. So the training that I'm running here is to train the local extension officers on how to observe and take measurements of the current condition as a ground truth method to be validated with remote sensing technologies and by the crop models. So this is already a pilot, so we will be able to give a forecast before the end of the season.
So the way I look at it, and you can interrupt me whenever, is countries and farmers in Africa produce food to be exported to the United States or anywhere west. And then they also have to feed themselves. So it seems like they should be with more fertilizer options than the United States, when that's just not the case, is it?
Yeah, they don't necessarily export. There is, you know, a small percentage, but mostly there is a shortage. So the use of fertilizer is obviously correct, but creates a dependence on be able to, we first have to allow them to be able to buy the fertilizer. And that's still not the case. I mean, they still don't have enough financial and economic strength to be able to buy fertilizer.
How do you tell farmers to buy legumes, or do they know to buy legumes?
Yes, well, that's part of an extension program where they know and they learn that they can put a legume either between the plants of corn, like intercropping, or between, you know, one crop season rotation, basically one crop and the other. They have learned that, and it's things, in fact, the production is increasing indeed. But to really reach level that will help increase food production and reduce food hunger, obviously fertilizer will save us needing a number of years, but it's more of a socio-economic aspect. The addition of fertilizer adds, increases yield, but it's obviously extremely complex. These people have obviously are below any threshold of poverty, you know, a dollar a day, so they can't afford to be able to buy that. But things are getting better, so I think there is some level of optimism.
From your research, have you found that farmers can afford legumes, or is it all across the board fertilizer that they can't afford yet?
No, they can use legumes, and they are indeed using much more. They're not pervasive. You still have to, you know, rely on extension and educator to be able to tell them to improve their rotation and their agronomy. Even if they only have very little access to fertilizer, they could use it. So it's coming together, but unfortunately it takes time to train them and to be able to build them an economic dependence to increase this.
All right, Bruno. Thank you for joining the Food Fix, and thank you for giving the input from Tanzania, Africa.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
Hey, get some sleep, how about?
Yes, I will do that.
All right, take care, Bruno.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And I'm Ben Muir, and you just listened to The Food Fix.
Support for The Food Fix comes from the Global Center for Food Systems Innovation at Michigan State University, a development lab funded by USAID. It's produced by the Translational Scholars Program at Michigan State University. Our theme music is a song, Watching My Garden Grow, by Lindsay Liu and Josh Rilko. I'm your host, Petrolano Ali. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.